Okay, halftime here, Bay College Radio, and Justice Kinnunen is here in our player interview. She's been on the air quite a few times this year, as all the girls have, right?
Yeah, how's it going, Jack?
Hey, pretty good. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Well, the last time I saw you, you had your head on the floor, literally.
Yeah, that last game that we had, that wasn't fun. We thought I had a concussion, but turns out it was just really bad whiplash. So I'm still feeling it, but it feels a lot better.
So describe that play. It was hard to watch. I mean, you were down on the floor. You ended up with a big ice pack on the back of your head the rest of the day. It just didn't seem like very much. It didn't tickle, I said, on the air.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I took a big charge. She just kind of lowered her shoulder, which wasn't good. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do to help out the team. So,
well, you've taken a lot of those this year. Did you do that a lot in high school in Berrega?
I actually didn't, and it surprises me. I don't know. It's just an easy thing for me, I guess. I don't even notice when I'm out there, so it's good, I guess.
You don't mind girls crashing into you?
No, not really.
No. So what has this been like for you, this whole thing of playing college basketball? It's just a lot different than high school, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot different, but, I mean, so far it's been a great experience. It's really taught me time management, and just I think I'm getting a lot out of it, and I love it so far, so let's hope it keeps going.
Talk a little about the bond that you seven girls have. You know, come into it, and not everyone's always going to get along every single minute of the day, but there's only seven of you. You really have to get together.
Yeah, we do, and I think we get along great. We're all great friends. I mean, we hang out, we study together, we play together, obviously. We practice together every day, so we are together a lot, but, I mean, we don't ever really fight, so it's great. I mean, we come out with good friends, so that's all that matters.
Well, and there is help coming as you're starting to learn a little more about the girls who are coming. When I asked you at Gogivic, you didn't know kind of who was coming yet, but you've been able to learn a little more, and next year it's going to be more girls here. It won't be quite as big of a grind.
Yeah, no, Coach is recruiting some great girls, so I'm excited to see what happens and more numbers, so that's good for us, but I think that they'll be a great addition to the team, so I'm excited to see what happens.
Okay, so how about for you? We have a tough stretch coming up here now with games being made up that were canceled earlier, so how do you see this next week here?
It's going to be a big grind, definitely. We just got to keep our heads together, practice well, keep in shape, keep our legs going, and just play tough.
And how about the school start? It just started up again this week. I know for a month you didn't have to worry about studying and all that, right?
Yeah, it's been hard getting back into the transition of school, but so far things are going good. A little overwhelming, but I don't think it'll be as rough of a semester as it was last semester. So
that first semester is awfully tough. You got to learn so much about yourself, don't you?
Yeah, that's very true.
So what are you studying again for people who don't remember?
I actually changed my major this time. I was pre-med, found out it wasn't really for me, so I'm actually double majoring in early childhood education and elementary ed.
Okay, so you want to be a teacher?
I do, yeah.
You sure you don't want to be a radio person?
I'm positive, Jack. You got that under control.
Okay. Justice, I'll let you again give a shout-out to whoever you'd like to listening.
Yeah, my family couldn't come out today, so I'd like to give them a big shout-out and just anyone at my hometown.
Yeah, they were probably laughing at us getting a foot of snow down here, considering in Berrega County, Lonset, that's what they get all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, hey, go get them tonight, and we'll have a pretty full bus this weekend.
Yeah, it was good to see you, Jack. Thank you.
Okay, Justice Kinnunen, everybody. Halftime, Bay College Radio, the Norse, back on the air here at the YMCA gym. More coming up after these words on Maverick 106.